7:38 at DWS. Dave Gentry, Elizabeth Hess, and Heidi Cortez joins us this morning from YMCA. How are you this morning?
I'm very good, thank you.
Good morning. Okay, we have a lot of things to talk to you about, all the upcoming social activities. But first, I'd like to introduce Nikki Mercer, who the two of you are going to be joining forces on a lot of marketing things. But first up, Sunday, November 5th, 11:30 to 2 is the Superhero 5K. And Nikki, welcome. And could you tell us a little bit about this?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Absolutely. Coming up on November 5th, we are joining forces, Girls on the Run of Champaign County and the Stevens Family YMCA. We're joining forces and we are hosting a Superhero Sunday 5K event. And this is an event for the whole community to come out and celebrate with us the wonderful things we do for youth development. So we are encouraging people to dress up in their favorite superhero costume and come out and run, walk, skip, or fly to the finish line of our 5K and just have a good time. We're going to have family-friendly entertainment beginning at 11:30, and that'll lead us all the way up until 1 o'clock. We'll have the 5K, and we hope to see just a bunch of robed superheroes out on our course.
So 1 p.m. is the actual 5K, but if you show up 11:30 to 2, there will be bounce houses, a DJ, face painting, hair braiding, and, well, Monocle's Pizza.
Monocle's Pizza, yes. And costume contests. We will have a costume contest with some judges out there. So,
and if you get your tickets actually before November 1st, then it's $25, 13 and older, and $20 for 12 and younger. So you want to try to get it now would be a good time. But you can still buy them up until that day?
Yes, you can. We do have on-site registration, but beginning November 1st, prices increased by $10.
One of the things I wanted to ask you both about are the many social activities. You say the why is more than fitness, and one of the things that you do are potlucks, luncheons, and cook-offs. Another thing, the Brown Bag Book Club. Do you try to hold events that sort of let anyone of any age, of any ability? Is that the point of some of these events?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We try to make sure that the building that houses us is more than just physical fitness. It's about your entire wellness. So spiritual wellness, social wellness, using your brain. We do a lot of great things. This summer, we actually had a lunch and learn that was about the eclipse. And we had about 70 people, a little over 70 people attend to learn about the eclipse. So we do a lot more exercise than just physical fitness.
So this is something, I know that I don't want to make you picture this, but the Deep Water Divas, I used to be a part of this and I loved it. So it doesn't matter your ability, because in water we're all weightless, right? So this
Absolutely.
Is the kind of thing that whatever your ability, whatever your pain, does matter.
Mm-hmm. It does not matter, as long as you come into it with a smile on your face and an open heart. They will embrace you, and you will be part of that micro community. So it's pretty amazing.
Now, another great thing you've done for the community, you've partnered with the Community Blood Services of Illinois. How does that work, and how often do you have blood drives?
We were on schedule to have blood drives. Please, oh my gosh, you guys, please don't quote me, but is it every 59 days that you can give blood?
It is.
I think
I know, yes.
Ooh, okay, good. I just got lucky there.
Okay.
I really didn't remember it. But it's every 59 days you can give blood. So then we were having the blood mobile either come sit straight out in front, that big red glorious mobile, or sometimes it would take it inside to the art room.
Okay, speaking of art, you have coloring and conversation. That's not just for kids, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. It's actually mostly people over 25 or 55.
Okay. Mature adults.
Yeah, mature adults, active older adults. They actually just get together and coloring. Coloring now, they're talking about the studies that show it reduces stress and it helps fine-tune motor skills. But most importantly, in our group, they just conversate. They just communicate and talk, and they're social. A lot of the people that attend may not have a whole lot of time outside of their house. So when they come to color, it's more than just the art that they're creating. It's about the interaction with each other. So every other Friday.
And you also have something, the first Monday and the third Thursday of the month, visit with the physical therapist from Athletico physical therapy for performance injury screening. I mean, some of us have chronic knee injuries, but this is for anyone that comes, and it's a, is it a free thing to
absolutely.
Any member?
Absolutely. We most of the time have a line. Mm-hmm. We have people that just walk in. It's for people that are taking Zumba, mm-hmm. and they Zumba a little bit too hard, and maybe when they're doing their Zumba moves, mm-hmm. they hurt their knee. So they want to come downstairs and have one of the trainers take a look at it, and they can give advice. We have people that will come in and say they slept wrong, or what class would be best for a certain injury, or what class would be best for a certain challenge that they're having. It's just talking to Heather from Athletico, and she's the second nicest person I know. Nikki's the first nicest.
Oh, Heidi.
and then Heather.
And more kudos to Heather. The care doesn't stop there. You get follow-up phone calls to see how you do it. It's not just you come, you see Heather, and then that's it. They follow up with you, so they really demonstrate that they care for our members and their well-being through that, I believe.
I thought you couldn't get hurt doing Zumba.
Oh, well, if you, like Heidi said, if you Zumba too hard, you put your hips out there a little too much, then yeah, you can get
hurt. Elizabeth's hips don't lie.
They don't lie. Thank you very much. Another thing that you can't unsee. One of the many reasons that my family loves going to the Y is that there's always room in the classes. There's always a friendly staff. Some of us worry about the crowds once Carl opens. How are you going to accommodate the new influx of new members?
It's going to be amazing.
We are going to, first and foremost, we are going to accommodate by having all of us will have huge smiles on our faces.
Okay.
And we will represent the Y with open hearts and open minds. And we're probably just going to have to see how it rides out, just like the first of the year. The first of the year, ever since we've been opened, we're packed. Mm-hmm. And it's a good thing because everybody wants to start start on their fitness journey. But usually around the end of February is when
February 17th, I always say, is the cutoff for when people start to leave.
What is your thought behind that?
It's 6 weeks, and then either they've noticed results or they're just tired of getting up and finding a new routine. It's the 17th is always the cutoff.
Okay, good to know.
So that's the end of the New Year's resolution.
Absolutely. So we'll put that in our official letter out to members. No worries.
Make it to the 18th and you're
golden.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that we're going to have to just take it step by step and embrace. We have folks that are going to be moving into that building at the first of the year. So they're going to kind of bleed in with our traditional New Year's resolution folks. And we're just going to breathe
and be patient,
smile and be patient and kind. And we're going to see how it goes. But we are really starting to plan to see how are we going to accommodate different classes? How are we create different programs such as summer camp? You know, that will be a great place to drop your kids off in the morning on your way to Carl and pick them up in the afternoon. So hopefully we have a whole lot of extra kids there this summer because they always make us happy.
And not every kid can afford to come to the Y. Not every family can. Tell us about the scholarship programs, what we as a community can do to help.
As a community, what we can all do that is the easiest is just share with everyone that we are a nonprofit. Sometimes people forget that because we have this big, beautiful building, sometimes they forget that with this huge building comes great responsibility that we have to offer more to folks that can't really put us in their financial budget, or they're having a tough time, or they just need a little leg up. So we would love for everyone to share that we're a nonprofit, and we will have every opportunity to donate money to our scholarship fund so it goes directly to those folks. And those folks are not just families. They're not just children. They are wounded warriors. They are people with certain diverse abilities. They are active older adults that maybe don't get to get out of the house, and their only reason to step out of their front door is to come to the Y. So if finances are in any way a challenge for them or something that gives them a little bit of a pause, we're here to help them because we want everyone represented.
Thank you so much. And the Superhero 5K, again, coming up Sunday, November 5th. This sounds really fun. 11:30 to 2. Nikki, look for me. I've got a Batgirl outfit, so I'll be there. Not running, but standing by eating pizza.
I can't wait. It's big slices, too.
Oh, yay.
It's not the squares.
All right. We got more coming up on DWS.